I think it's important when we talk about a subject to understand what the words mean. What's the Lashon HaKodesh? The word Ovel means cut off. It says Vayavel Chel V'chayma. The walls were cut down. It's also Aval and Afal. Beit and Pei are same part of the mouth. They're lip letters. Someone who's an Ovel not only feels cut off, he also feels dark. He feels alone. The function of Nichama Velim is that the person shouldn't feel so alone. But please let the person decide how much he wants to bring you in. Without going into the details of the halacha, you're supposed to be there without speaking until the mourner wants to talk, when he wants to reach out, to find the right time. But l'nachem means to look at something differently. You look in Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Vayinochem Hashem, that he made man. It doesn't mean he was comforted. It was machshava acheres. You want to be able to help a person look at something differently than he has until now. But he or she has to be ready for that. And that's why the halacha is so important, not to speak until the Ovel wants to speak. Because the word Ovel comes from the word Vayavel Chel V'chayma. He cut down the walls in Echa. Aval Bat is a cutting word. Things are wonderful, terrific, but. Things are horrible, awful, but. An Ovel is someone who feels cut off. And Ovel is Afal. You look in Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch speaks about these things. Aleph Beis Lamed and Aleph Pei Lamed are sister words because it's dark for the Ovel. And he feels cut off. He feels alone. The function of Nicham Avelim is a person shouldn't feel alone. There's somebody there. But it is their choice and how to use it. A person who's being Menachem Ovel. Nichum, the word Nechama means to get someone to look at something differently. Vayinochem Hashem ke'oseh sa'odam means he looked at it differently. Over there, it's not complimentary to man. But to help a person look at something differently. To be able to feel differently, not to feel so cut off. To know that he's not cut off, not from others, and yes, not from the person who he's mourning. We know that the neshama continues to exist, and you're not cut off. And sometimes you're more connected afterwards. Sometimes people are separated by distance, and you can't feel my heart and understand my care and feel the pain that I feel at your loss. But it's only when they want to hear it. The halacha is so... I don't want to say the halacha is beautiful. That's such an American thing to say. The halacha is so in touch with human beings, with human reality, because the creator of the halacha, of the Avam Yisrael, also created man. And sometimes a person needs to be alone and wants to be alone, doesn't want to speak. But when someone is sitting there and not speaking to them, that's a perfect mix of, you're not alone, I'm here, but I'm not intruding into your life. To look at a different kind of comforting the mourner is Bikur Chaylim. The Shiva Zecher Levroch Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner, he said, Bikur means to investigate. Bein toiv l'ra lo yivaker. Don't investigate when it talks there about Meiser Behema. Don't investigate. Levakem is to Bikur Chaylim is to investigate the sick. What do they need? And Rav Moshe Schwab Zecher Levroch, the Gateshead Mashgiach, he once came to visit a sick man in London. He sat by his bed for a half hour and didn't say a word. And then he got up and left. And the person said, that was my most comforting visit. He felt alone. Rav Moshe was sitting there. He wasn't alone. He didn't want to speak. That's okay. I remember a case of a woman who mourned her child for years. Her child was murdered. And she was cut off for years. I taught her daughter, and I met the mother, and I said to her, "Do you think your son wants his siblings to lose a mother? He wants you to come back to them and reach out to them." So her loyalty to her child had her come back to her family. And in that way, she was not cut off from her child. She thought it was a disloyalty to her child to stop mourning. And she understood that there's an expression of love to this boy's other siblings. You know, they need their mother back. So it's just a turnaround. Le'Yinochem is to turn around and look at things differently. That's a nechama. The Maral says, Al tenachamenu b'shosh emesa muta lefanav. Don't try and get him to look at the things differently while his dead is yet unburied. Why? He says a common denominator in all the things in that Mishnah and Avos. But when you have to wait till a person is in a certain place, is open. That's why the halacha is so on target. Don't speak until the Avil wants to speak. If you speak too early, so he'll reject it. And then when you try and say it again, Maral explains, he'll say, "I heard that already." The Shach says, Ovid inish lukmi bedivure. People stand behind their words. When you say something and it's rejected, later on it's too late. So wait. Wait until the person is ready to speak, is ready to talk, is ready to hear. Then you can be Menachem. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei Dalet talks about the word Lishmaya, to hear. And he says Lishmaya has three translations. One is the physical act of hearing. You have to have time. I remember a case where someone's child had drowned in a swimming pool. Achmana Litzlan should protect us. He said, he calls me and he asks me, "What should I say?" I said, "You don't say anything. You sit and cry with the person." I said, "Sit there and cry with them. They lost the child." So he says to me, "I don't have time for that." So I told him, Shabbos, you're supposed to eat something hot. So if you have 3 hours, then you can have a challenge. If you don't have time, so you get make yourself a cup of tea." And I felt that if you don't have time, so maybe you shouldn't go. A person has to feel your presence. I remember Rav Matisyahu, Sheyichya L'yomim Toivim Arukim, he said, Bikur means to investigate the sick. He says, a Jewish heart, I remember so beautifully when he said it, a person on the same night can go to a wedding and be mesameh chazan v'kala and go to a sheva brachas and cross the street and go into a shiva kol. He said, I remember his words, a Jewish heart. A Jewish heart is something you connect. What does this person need? What does Hashem want from me? It's not a force that goes that runs hot and cold. When I'm at a Sheva Brachas, this is what Rabbi Hashem wants from me. Rabbi Levine came into a Shiva call. He just burst out crying. Someone else feels my pain. That's a Nechama. Now, if we take a look at the Gaon in the beginning of Mishlei Dalet, he talks about the word Lishmaya. Lishmaya means to hear. And he said Lishmaya has three translations. One is the physical act of hearing. The second is to understand. And the third is to accept. Shema Yisrael doesn't just mean listen. It means hear. It means to accept. I hear you in English has those also those three meanings. The next shlav, the next stage of Nichum Aveilim is what can you do? You're not cut off. And sometimes you're even closer to the loved one. And if during their lifetime they did not appreciate certain things, but now they do. This is what to do. There's stokah, there's mishnayis. There's no such thing in ruchnias as a small act. Something that lasts forever can never be small. Baruch Mishalm Socha Tov L'Reyov. Socha Tov, the question is, every schar is tov, every reward is good. So the Mefarshim say, Socha Tov means reward that's it's forever. When you do a small mitzvah, it only pays a penny a century, forever. No bank can cover that. A small act for a loved one is a connection. Rabbi Elie Weintraub, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, told me that you stay connected to the Nifter by, he said, just learn some Mishnayos. He recommended learning the Mishnayos of Neshama in Masechta Mikvos, and you're connected. And that Neshama will appreciate the power of a Mishnah or of a Pasuk or of Tzedakah, perhaps even more than they are alive. So Rebellion, Basilia Weintraub, he said to me, you can stay connected to your mother. Say a Mishnah for her. It's like sending her a love letter. Ima, mother, mama. Here's a Mishnah. A Mishnah is a diamond. A diamond. Every word is parallel and is worth Tayag Mitzvahs. And it doesn't take a lot of time, but it keeps you connected. This is very important. The main tsar, the main pain of someone sitting shiva, he's an ovel. He feels cut off, but you're not cut off. We're here. We're here for you. We love you. You're not alone. But even more, you're not alone. You're not cut off from that loved one. And that connection is permanent and forever.